It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening wherever you might be. People leaving work, people going to work, people relaxing, people making money, people chilling, people protecting, helping, whatever you might be doing, delivering, driving. Thank you for being here. I'm in Atlanta, home of the big old bugs. We still haven't figured that one out. And thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you for tuning in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we've discussed a lot. We got NFL preseason action underway. And Anthony Richardson is already hurt. You cannot make this up. I'll explain in a minute. Hey, thank you so much to our guest last hour, J.P. Shadrick, for joining us. Jaguars.com, Jaguars Radio Network, Westwood One Radio. He covers all things Jags, of course. We talked about Travis Hunter and Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence and the fact that if you're the Jags, you hope Trevor Lawrence doesn't get hurt like Anthony Richardson and that Travis Hunter can last an entire season. We talked about Arch Manning. His grandpa Archie says not so fast. He's graduating. Don't expect to see him in the NFL draft in 2026. Davante Adams had some words for Travis Hunter. Yeah, we've discussed a lot. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. On social media. Yeah, Anthony Richardson. So if you care, right now the Baltimore Ravens at home are beating the Indianapolis Colts 14-6. Ravens have the ball. They might score again. Who cares? But the bigger story is it appears on the second drive of the game. And now the Ravens have been intercepted. On the second drive of the game, Anthony Richardson was blindsided on a sack. He was basically driven into the turf, and he came up, and he had a finger injury. He is not going to play the rest of this game. We don't know the details of his finger injury. It could be a sprain. It could be, I don't know. We don't know. It could be broken. It just sucks for Anthony Richardson, who is expecting to get some snaps as he is in a quarterback competition with Daniel Jones. And so let's see if Daniel Jones can make himself look good and maybe get pole position here on the starting quarterback job for the Indianapolis Colts. If we should hear or learn anything about Anthony Richardson and his finger injury, we will definitely let you know here on the Infinity Sports Network. Separate from Anthony Richardson, we also learn this evening, Rashawn Slater, left tackle for the Los Angeles Chargers. Botcher, I want to say San Diego so bad. Every time I say Chargers, I want to say San Diego so bad.
Well, people say Twitter when it's actually X. So are they really going to get mad at you if you say the San Diego Chargers?
Who's they?
The people listening.
Which people listening?
America.
The people in Los Angeles or the ones in San Diego?
I think the people in San Diego would support you. I think the people in L.A. don't exist.
Oh, I was about to say, they don't care. They don't. You're right. You are 100% correct. Yeah, but Twitter is X. That was more of a takeover. You know, that's pretty ridiculous.
Well, and the Chargers are still technically in California.
Yeah, but San Diego, L.A., two different things, you know.
Both two words, you know.
Well, two words. Sandy.
Los Angeles, San Diego.
City of Angels?
Yeah.
What is San Diego? I don't know what San Diego.
San, that's the father?
The father, the Padres, right?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Well, isn't that the saint or something? I gotta Google it.
The father of Diego? I gotta be careful
father
I get
Diego?
In trouble.
Maybe.
I gotta be careful before I get in trouble here. The only Diego I know, isn't that Dora's little brother?
Yeah, he's the one right. That goes around with the cheetah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And so where exactly does Dora the Explorer take place? Where are they?
I think it's Mexico.
They're in Mexico?
Or okay. If not, it's Southern South America or Central America, one of the two.
I have never watched Dora the Explorer. I do not play Dora the Explorer in my house. But I do know one character. He is undeniable. I know Swiper the Fox, the thief. I know him. Anybody who wears he looks like the Hamburglar, but he's a fox. I like bad guys. I like bad characters. And so I know him because he's on book bags. I know Dora because she's on book bags.
Swiper's on a book bag? That's a bad lesson to teach the kids.
No.
He might be, but like, do you really want to put like that's like putting the Joker on every single children's lunchbox.
He's not on lunchboxes?
He might be, but it's not. You're not supposed to be rooting for the psychopath.
They sell bad guy. Why not?
Because it's not good for the youth to be motivated by someone who wants kill.
No, man, it's entertain. Maybe that's what's wrong with America, right? I don't know.
A little bit.
When the Joker came out, the whatever the one, what's the guy's name? 2019. What's that movie?
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah. When he did the Joker, I loved it. I was empathetic. I could understand how this guy could become a psychopath. They beat him up so bad in his everyday life, he lost it. And I was like, you know what? I don't blame him. He was an empathetic figure. You didn't feel sorry for him?
To a certain point, just. Literally insane. So
it wasn't his fault. Didn't his mother hate him? His mother hated him, mistreated him. He was adopted. Life gave him crap. And
his mother was dead, and he was hallucinating things.
His mother was dead.
No, his mother was in the hospital, and then he killed his mother.
Okay.
Didn't he smother her?
Because she didn't love him, right?
Or said he wasn't going to be a comedian. One of the two.
Well, his mother. Let's be real. Did his mother love him? Did she love that man?
I think she did, but she was being honest, and he couldn't stand the honesty.
Okay, now you're making me sound crazy because I missed some things. Now you're making me sound crazy because the guy killed his mother.
I haven't seen this in a while.
Okay,
so I watched it in theaters. You get the initial that was a movie. That was society, as he would say.
Yes, society did the Joker wrong, and he lost it, like they do a lot of people. Yeah, I get it.
Did you see the second one? I didn't. I heard it was
horrible. No. I'm not watching no movie with Lady Gaga.
Whoa. The one with Bradley Cooper is very good. The one with the shallow.
Listen, I watch one movie with one character and that's it. The only time that's been different is Batman. When you got to start switching up, why does a series, and I get it. Sony has the rights to this, and in the next series, it's not Sony, it's Disney. Look, like Spider-Man. You know the only guy I've seen play Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire?
Really? You haven't seen any of the other six?
No, I am not a movie. Let me say this. I'm not a fan of all of these movies that come out. I don't have the patience to sit down for 2-3 hours and just suck myself into a series for 5 years. No, thank you. I have not seen a Marvel movie. I've seen Black Panther. I quit at X-Men from 20 years ago. I was fine with that. No, there's too many of these stupid movies. There's too many of them. Yeah. I've never seen one Fast and the Furious movie. I haven't seen one. Okay. Name something I haven't seen it. I'm not a fan of these things. I'm not.
So you gave up on every single big chain you haven't seen?
Basically. Name something. I haven't seen
the new Star Wars.
What news? I've seen every Star Wars.
The one from 2015 to 2019?
I've seen everyone. The newest one had the young lady, right?
Yeah, and Adam Driver, too.
I don't remember anything about the movie. Nothing. I saw it and don't remember it. No, don't remember it. I haven't seen a Jurassic Park since the 8-ball went rolling down in San Francisco. That must have been 1998. I don't know. I refuse. I stop, man. I got no interest. I've seen Toy Story 1 and 2, and I was done after that.
Well, Toy Story 3 is a must watch. You don't need to watch 4. But 3, I would say, is a must watch.
Man, I'm not watching none of these new movies. None of them.
That one came out like 13 years ago, Toy Story 3.
Good. I wasn't interested 13 years ago. No. Nothing good comes out anymore. Nothing good. What's a good movie that's out? Nothing.
Right now? Superman was very good.
There's a Superman. See, I don't know. There's a Superman movie out.
Yes, and it's the guy who made Guardians of the Galaxy.
I didn't see any of that. That's with the raccoon in a tree. No. Nope.
Have you seen the old Scooby-Doo movies from like 2003?
No, I've seen Scooby-Doo cartoons. Okay, I'm good on that.
Yeah, it's a little goofy. No, and then they redid the Naked Gun. That's in theaters.
No, I'm not watching that. No thanks. No. You see, all these things, they sound like remakes. They're old. They're new. No, thank you. Give me the old version of everything. I don't need to watch this garbage. Superman? The last time I saw Superman anything was Dean Cain. That's it. That was on TV.
No, oh my. Thanks. There's a new horror movie if you're into that. No. It's an original script.
No thanks. Only horror movie I watch is in sports.
There is a sports one coming out.
A sports horror movie?
Mm-hmm. It's called Him. Basically, it's a quarterback in college or high school that basically sells his soul to become a star.
Tom Brady.
Basically. It's produced by Jordan Peele, too.
So oh, there we go. Good. So the quarterback is going to be a black guy then, huh?
I think he's light-skinned, I think.
Okay.
It's also directed by the Wayne brothers, I think, is in it.
It'll be Patrick Mahomes then.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, and just keep his father out of there. Good on Patrick Mahomes Jr. Well, no senior, by the way. He hasn't gotten in trouble in, what, 5 months now? 6 months? 7 months?
When was the boxing match, you'd say? He's been clean since then.
It didn't happen, right? Didn't the judge say no thank you, can't do it?
I hadn't even looked it up.
I don't think they had. John Rocker? Haven't heard about John Rock in 20 years, and him and Patrick Mahomes Sr. are getting ready to fight. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Only horror stories I watch are actually in the games, like the careers of Joel Embiid, Zion Williamson. I think Antonio Brown is a horror story. And by the way, have you seen, apparently, I don't know the accuracy in this, so don't judge me. Of course, it's Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown has been hiding out in Dubai, hanging out with a friend because he don't got no money.
That checks out. If you were to tell me a list of places where Antonio Brown could be hiding, I would say Dubai is up there. You could also tell me, like, I don't know, the middle of Australia. I'd believe that, too.
It's too far, too far, too far, too far.
Yeah, but to him, living in Australia or getting away in Australia is, like, farther from the cops. So in a weird way, it would work for him.
If I were him and this stinks, the poor, and you, oh my God, what a horror story this is. The guy has kids in America, and maybe he doesn't care. I don't know how many kids he has. I know he has kids. I remember a couple of years ago, he was caught on video people are throwing objects on basketball courts now. He was throwing rubber candies at the mother of his kids. Like, what are you doing? This is beyond disrespectful. But anyway, I feel for his kids. But if I'm Antonio Brown, like, what? Why come back to America, right? If you're in Dubai, they're not going to have him extradited back to the States. He might as well stay out there for the rest of his life, no?
Yeah, but what is he going to do in Dubai to make a living?
I don't know. Well, how long can he stay out there?
Depends if he got his citizenship, and I really doubt he did.
Need a visa? Like, I've never been to Dubai. I've stopped through in the airport. You don't need a visa because you passing through. I don't know. I mean, well, he's a celebrity. I'm sure there's some rich guy out there who's, hey, I got Antonio Brown. You know, he's staying at my apartment. Let's go run routes. I don't know. It's just sad. But if I were him, I would stay out there for as long as possible. I would never come back. If he comes back, didn't he say that he was innocent, like it was self-defense or something like that?
I think he did, but there's so much with that story that is so absurd. I don't think there's any real clear answer.
If he feels that he's going away, don't come back. Just stay out there. Like, send your kids to visit. Put them on a plane and make them visit you in Dubai. I don't know. That is just, he is a sad, sad story. Guy has a warrant out for his arrest. He's not like me or you. He can't get in a Chevy and go down the highway. He's not O.J. Simpson. Can't get in that Ford Bronco and try to get away. This man went to Dubai. This warrant has been out for his arrest for months. For months. And apparently he's in Dubai with no money. And what, Bacha, what's he going to do? I don't know. Whatever they want him to do, right?
Isn't, like, Dubai chocolate popular now? So, like, maybe he'll go into, like, a chocolate factory or something like that?
I don't know. Dubai is trying to be popular for whatever they can. They're trying to, you know, they're like all the Middle Eastern countries. They're trying to have sports, and they do boxing out there. Between them and Saudi Arabia, they're all trying to diversify the economy, at least publicly, to entice people to visit and feel okay about it. Like, there's so many Americans who go out to Dubai now. Dubai was nothing 20, 30 years ago. Nothing. They just built a city nowhere. They built islands out of nothing. They just got so much money, but they won't give me none. No.
If Antonio Brown can get money, you can get money from them.
You tell me what the idea is, and I'll reach out. Let's find out who runs the Dubai, I know, or Saudi Sports Council. Yeah, let's find that out and let's reach out to them. Okay, Bacha?
Yes.
Maybe we get an interview with Antonio, even though, by the way, he owes me money. Oh, well, anyway, he does. He really owes me money. Now he says he doesn't have any, so I assume I'll never get it back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about some individuals. They do not need to run from the long arm of the law. They are law-abiding citizens. We're going to talk about Travis Kelce. Patrick Mahomes, they're looking to bounce back from their own horror story this past season. We'll hear what they had to say on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. In Baltimore, Maryland, right now, the Colts just got on the board. The Ravens lead the Colts 14-9. About 2 minutes to go in the first half of the game. Who cares? It's a preseason game. The biggest story out of the game is that Anthony Richardson was sacked. He was blindsided. He was driven into the turf. Now he has a finger injury. We don't know the full extent of it. We know that he will no longer be a participant in this game. And that Daniel Jones, well, he's also been sacked, but Daniel Jones can still walk around with his fingers intact. So Anthony Richardson always hurt tonight, not so much his own fault, no protection. But Anthony Richardson has just got a case of bad luck. It just stinks for him. And at the same time, Bacha, we discussed this when we talked about Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is a slight individual. He's a slight fellow. He's a rookie. Do you see Derrick Henry on the sidelines with his hoodie on with no sleeves?
I saw that. I have to reconsider a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. I'm not fully giving in to that you're 100% right, but I'd say there's a lesser chance that he can make a tackle.
Who's this guy? He's fast as hell. This guy's moving. One of Derrick Henry's arms, one of his arms, looks to be the size of Travis Hunter's whole body, so. That's a big guy. He can't even wear sleeves on his clothes. Arms are so damn big. What a freak athlete that guy is. Hopefully he can have another amazing season as he continues to fight Father Time himself. Yeah, we got some legends in the NFL. Derrick Henry, he's going into the Hall of Fame. Whenever he decides to call it quits, he's going into the Hall. One of my favorite players to watch as well, by the way. Before we went to break, we talked about a lot, movies and whatnot, and horror stories and quarterbacks. It was a horror story for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Okay, Patrick Mahomes got sacked 6 times. The Kansas City Chiefs are trying to figure out how they can reconfigure the left side of their offensive line. Travis Kelce had a poor season, only 3 touchdowns, 823 yards. Looks like he is definitely aging. Well, we're all aging. He'll be 36 years old in October. But now Travis Kelce is slimmer. He's not traveling the world like he was or didn't travel the world like he did last season, coming off of a Super Bowl with his girlfriend Taylor Swift. He won't tell everybody how much weight he lost, but I guess some of that gut is gone. I'm guessing it'll certainly help him out when the games actually get started. And so you think about that Super Bowl loss, of which Travis Kelce had 4 receptions for 39 yards. Way to go. Travis Kelce, he was asked if he still thinks about the Super Bowl, and listen to his answer.
Nah, man, I've thrown that thing in the trash. I moved on.
When did that moment sort of occur for you?
I don't know. I thought it would happen sooner than you can imagine. I was pretty focused on this year in the offseason.
Yeah, so it took 3 days? Like, it's going to pain you for a week, right? 2 weeks? I've never played in a Super Bowl. I've never lost a Super Bowl. I would think that this hurt him for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, a month. You say as soon as you think, but I mean, damn. It was rough. Yeah, they won 15 games. Offense wasn't what it used to be. The defense carried them a lot of the way. You got Patrick Mahomes with an injured Rashee Rice. He needs to get used to it. Well, not having him there, he may not be injured this year, but he will certainly be suspended. We saw Jordan Addison go down 3 games for a DUI. Rashee Rice was really, he was in an accident. This man is going to get at minimum probably 6 games. And so, yeah, it's very important for Travis Kelce to show up and to be in shape and to be out there and to be ready to go. Travis Kelce talked about his rapport with Patrick Mahomes and what has stood out so far. Listen.
Kind of being away this offseason, coming back into training camp, just how fast his mind is moving. It seems like he's always a step ahead, and his arm is alive right now. It's fun to see him kind of know the play, know where he's going before the snap happens. And on top of that, just being the leader, man. Just being the leader and being our biggest fearless competitor, man. And he's really leading his team right now and working hard and getting right.
Yeah, we know what Patrick Mahomes is. It's kind of crazy to me. It feels like every other season, oh, he's regressing. Oh, a couple seasons ago, he was regressing. Like, what are you talking about? The guy's amazing. He is like a point guard with the football. He's like Jason Kidd. Like, here's a behind-the-back pass. Here's a shovel pass. Here's a pass as I fall to the ground. Like, he's the man. It's kind of crazy to think about this. Patrick Mahomes is going to turn 30 years old next month. September 17th, Patrick Mahomes is turning 30. He's already been the youngest guy to win an NFL MVP, the youngest guy to win a Super Bowl MVP, the youngest guy to do this. He's the youngest guy to do everything. Not so young anymore as he's going to hit the big 3-0. Got a wife. Think he got 2 kids now. And Patrick Mahomes is still being asked about video game ratings. Okay. Madden is out. Josh Allen is a 99. Lamar Jackson is a 99. And Patrick Mahomes has had to take a step back. Yeah, what a poor season he had last year. Only 3,900 yards passing, 26 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. What a bad year. He was actually asked about his rating and is he disappointed? How are they going to turn it up? This is what he said.
I mean, I like playing Madden, so I would like to be rated higher, but I got to play and showcase that stuff on the football field. And so if I believe if I go out there and play the football that I want to play, that we can get to 99 pretty quickly.
Oh, how about that? Madden. That's another game. Botch, I don't watch movies. I don't play video games.
I haven't played Madden in about 3 years, 4 years.
Same game every year, right? New guys, new rookies in it. That's it.
New rookies, maybe a new game mode that doesn't work, and then a bad soundtrack.
Oh, wait, they get fresh music or they license hot music?
So this year's is actually pretty good. It's actually more than just bad underground rap artists.
Oh, okay.
Now it's like old metal, old rap, new rap, rock, stuff like that.
Oh, so you played Madden for this year?
No. The one that's coming out in probably a couple weeks now.
Oh, it's not out yet?
No, they just put out the soundtrack today.
Oh.
So it's
got
a bunch of popular songs.
Great. Okay. Yeah, the one with Saquon on the front. No thanks. Not paying $80 for a video game. That's not going to win me money. Can you win money in a video game?
There's ways to, I would say, online have friendly wagers. If not that, you have to become a professional player.
You got to be real good.
Join the Madden League and basically be the top 32 to enter a tournament.
And you have to basically 24/7 to be that good.
Yes. And you have to basically, it's not even real like Madden at that point. It's more of just running the same three plays and breaking the computer system to score.
This is like when I played Mortal Kombat and I just did the Sub-Zero sweep all the time, right?
And yeah, that okay. And then you threw the chain, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That sounds about right. Well, if somebody's always going to find a way around things. Look, the Chiefs expected to be there at the end. The Ravens, who are playing now, expected to be there at the end. And so are the Buffalo Bills. And so, man, Patrick Mahomes might care about his matting rating. Not really. And he might just a little bit, but probably not really. Let's see what happens at the end of the season. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break when we come back. Hey, speaking of Madden ratings, forget Madden. This guy's trying to be good in real life. His name is Caleb Williams. He's received a lot of criticism about his performance so far in camp. He has some answers to some of the detractors. And then, hey, we got another team. They're not in the category of the Ravens. The Ravens just beat them up in the playoffs. But the Steelers, they got a couple of people on the team that are not happy. And neither one of them is named Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But right now, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Terrific. That's great. Thank you for listening either way. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Anthony Richardson goes down in their first preseason game, in the Colts' first preseason game, busted up finger. And then we got another preseason game that's currently underway right now. Got the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, man, they're showing off the ring. They got wings that pop out of the ring. The ring has a button and wings come out. Oh, my God. Botcher, if the Houston Rockets ever win a championship, what are they going to have, a literal rocket that just jumps out of the ring?
Honestly, that's pretty cool. I would say more realistically, they could probably just have like, you know, like those ballerina things that spin. Like a lockbox.
Ballerina things.
Like a lockbox.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
okay,
like you yeah. wind it up and it like spins. You could do something with like that. With like an astronaut or
make
rocket.
Make the rocket looks like it's coming out the ring.
Yeah, you could do that. Like you do the Eagles, like how it's the wings. Just you press a button, the rocket pops out, and then you can wind it up and do the spins.
These rings, I can't say they're becoming obnoxious. I guess that's the point of them. I just don't know, man. It's doing too much. Hey, how about this? Cincinnati, the Bengals are beating the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champs that are not playing any of their starters. Tanner McKee started the game for the Eagles. Anyway, Joe Burrow torched the backups. The Bengals lead 14-10. Joe Burrow, 9 of 10. Two touchdowns, 123 yards. Jamar Chase, the recipient of four of those passes, 77 yards and a touchdown. And Zach Taylor making it very clear, I need my guys. I need them to have a rapport heading into the regular season, where the Cincinnati Bengals have started the past two seasons at 0-3. And you need every single victory that you can get your hands on playing in the AFC North. We know obviously, the Baltimore Ravens are right there staring you in the face. The Bengals are going to be good. I don't know what we can expect from the Browns. Nothing with all their million quarterbacks that they have. And then you have the Steelers, who picked up Aaron Rodgers. And knock on wood, knock on whatever you want, things have been pretty quiet in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers hasn't made a fuss. We haven't heard complaining. Everybody's getting their work in until now. We learned earlier today that Cam Hayward, who's been on the Pittsburgh Steelers forever, he's been on the team since 2011. That's crazy to think about it. He just was an All-Pro again, just made the Pro Bowl again. He had 8 sacks last season, just signed a new contract. He's making $14 million this year. He's making $14 million next year. sign me up for that cash. If I could go out there and destroy quarterbacks, then I would do so. But I can't. So I'm sitting here. Despite the fact that he's making $14 million, Cam Hayward is the 18th highest paid defensive tackle in the entire NFL. Chris Jones is making the most on an average annual basis. He's at $31 million. And so Cam Hayward is sitting at about half of what he's making. And so he wants a raise, even though Cam Hayward is 36 years old. I remember earlier in the offseason, Cam Hayward, he wasn't openly complaining about his contract. He didn't say anything about wanting more money. But Cam Hayward was complaining about Aaron Rodgers not showing up. He should have been vocalizing his want for a new deal. Remember when he said this about Aaron Rodgers?
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Oh. Yeah, see, he should have been complaining about his deal. What took him so long? Apparently, Cam Hayward has not been participating in practice. It's kind of surprising that this is finally being widely reported. They've been practicing for like 2 weeks now. And so he, like Trey Hendrickson, is just there. Like Michael Parsons is just there. Like Terry McLaurin, he's just there. And nobody wants to get fined $50,000 a day for not being at work. I think a guy like Cam Hayward, who's been on the team for a very long time, if Omar Khan can go ahead and get him a deal, then I'm sure he will. And he's not the only guy. There's another guy on the team complaining. The kicker complaining about money. Chris Boswell looking for a new contract. He made 41 of 44 field goals last year, and he's looking to kick his way to the bank. And so let's see if the Pittsburgh Steelers go out there and get these guys paid. The Steelers are in the second rung of competitors in the AFC, even with Aaron Rodgers. So Cam Hayward, by the way, even if he doesn't get a new contract, he's going to show up to work. The same thing for Chris Boswell. When have you ever heard of a kicker holding out? Even he's a good one, but what have you ever heard of a kicker just saying, I ain't playing? They're just finding another guy off the street. I'm just saying. Hey, good luck to the Steelers. They're going to need all of it. Speaking of luck, and speaking of quarterbacks, this guy, Caleb Williams, he needs a lot of luck. People are looking for reasons to just beat up on Caleb Williams. People are looking for reasons to just trash him. And this is dating back to college, and in college, reasonably so. He's seen to be a crybaby, seen to be a whiner. Things didn't go right, didn't go his way. He's crying into his mom's arms. It's just a little too much. Press conferences, he's pouting. Not a good look in college for Caleb Williams. But I'll say this, since he's been in the NFL, Caleb Williams has looked good for the Chicago Bears. The Bears disappointing some of their fan base, only picking up 5 victories last year. But Caleb Williams, outside of holding on to the ball too long at times, I think he did good. 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Everybody just can't wake up and be Jaden Daniels. But Caleb Williams here with his new head coach, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams hasn't looked good. There have been videos circulating online of him in practice, in training camp. He's missing throws. He's throwing fits. He's moving away from the huddle after some of these bad throws. And it's been a series of these things by now. And so Caleb Williams was asked about this, of him missing receivers and overthrowing. And this is what he had to say about the video of him just missing his spots.
So it's a quick deliver drill. So you catch it, you know, you're not, you know, trying to get the laces or anything. It's not like you're going through reads, and it's just catch, deliver, and try and deliver to the bottom left corner, and we're trying to aim as if it's a screen. And so, it's a competition between us and the guys. And so how fast you can get it out, how accurate you can get it out. And, they just so happened to blow that one up and not any other one. So it's a fun drill to work on, you know, accuracy, not using the laces, and also just been, you know, getting your feet up under you and working those throws. So
I love how you over-explain to kind of explain away. Like, nobody knew what the hell he's saying. Most people had no idea what the hell that man just said. But he said, if I say a bunch of things, then maybe people will just leave me alone. His general manager, the guy who selected him, Ryan Poles, former NFL player. Ryan Poles talked about what he has seen in Caleb so far. He was on Waddle and Sylvie.
Ben has been hard on the quarterback position because of everything you just said. There's a lot that rides on the quarterback's shoulders. So what he's doing is he's making it hard now so that when we get to games, things slow down for us. He understands the growth and development process of the quarterback position. There's going to be days that are really good, and there's going to be days where maybe you take a step back. He's, you know, in our conversation this morning, he wants to see guys that bounce back and don't put back-to-back bad days. How do we recover from that? Because we're human beings. There's going to be outings that you have that it's a struggle. It's just not clicking the way that you want it to, but how do you respond from that? And when we get into games, there's going to be bad quarters, slow starts. How do you respond? There's going to be fast starts, and it gets harder at the back end. How do you respond to that? So he constantly challenges Caleb. They have a great relationship. Again, there's no gray. It's black and white.
Yeah, damn. And how enthusiastic can you be about your quarterback? I think he'll be fine. I'm impressed that last year he didn't implode. He had every opportunity and every chance to implode the same way that he did at USC, or at least when it came down to dealing with the media. And I think he grew up. Not everybody does. And then you think about some of the weapons that he now has. They last year, Roma Dunze, Washington, they just picked up Luther Burden. He has weapons to go out there and work with. I'm excited for him. I think the Chicago Bears have their quarterback into the future. Now, are they going to win anything next year? Hell no. I don't think so. I think the NFC North is too competitive as it is. But I think if you're a Chicago Bears fan, I would actually be enthusiastic. I'd be excited about what's in front of me. When have you had reason to be optimistic about their quarterback? The answer's never. The answer's never. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Todd is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JR. How you doing, brother? Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you. What's up?
All right. Not too much. Archie, I'm going to hit rewind on you, brother. Archie Manning, right? Archie, I believe he is going to become a New Orleans Saint. And that's my best guess. I think the Saints will move up if they have to, and take Archie Manning.
Yeah, what year? In 2026 or 2027?
Well, coming up, 26, right?
Oh, well, that's what we discussed, Todd. His grandfather, Archie, pretty much said that don't expect to see Arch in this year's upcoming draft because he expects Arch to finish college, which would mean he would not. He would not be in the draft until 2027.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be darned. Okay, I'm coming in late, bro, so forgive me.
It's all good. Don't worry about it, Todd. I mean, it would be it'd be a great story. Thank you for calling from Maryland. Look, it'd be a great story. Like, I feel like that would be full circle for all of the Mannings to actually have one of them back in Louisiana playing for the Saints. Playing for where he's from, where they're from, like that'd be amazing.
Also, I don't think, also,
yes,
I think we're taking Archie's words a little bit too in depth.
Okay,
the way he said he's going to get a degree, right? Basically, he said he's going to get a degree and stay at Texas. Does this mean he can still play in the NFL and go to classes and finish up his degree?
Because anybody can go to school at any time.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Archie is trying to say, my grandson here will be going to the NFL and still staying at Texas as a student to finish up his degree. And people are rewording this into he's not going to go to the NFL draft.
Oh, I mean, well, it's all possible. It's all possible. Look, what are the exact words? from Archie. Let's see if we can pull the exact words up. Here we go. Come on. Thursday had this to say about his grandson entering the NFL draft next year. Arch isn't going to do that, Archie said. He'll be at Texas in 2026.
He didn't say playing football.
Okay. When asked about entering the NFL draft next year, Arch isn't going to do that.
Okay. That made it clear.
That's the first part of the sentence. Yeah.
It was hidden behind like a paywall, I think, on Texas.com, whatever it was.
Oh, paywall? Who's doing paywalls?
I think it was written by Texas.com, I think, so
yeah,
I think they had it.
A paywall? Why are people still doing that thing? I don't know. Yeah, Archie told Texas Monthly, yeah, he'll be at Texas. Archie Manning's opinion is a bit more direct than one he gave in December of 2024 when he said he hoped that his grandson would finish out his career with the Longhorns. Hey, things change. I mean, if the guy wins the Heisman, he ain't leaving? We'll find out. We'll see. I'd love to see him in the Wars. I go see him. I'd be a Saints fan out the gate. I'm a turncoat. I'm JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about some of these preseason games on the other side of the break. Don't move.